Welcome back to the Power Hour. In the intro of the show, when I premised our guest coming on the second hour, I told you a little bit about it's Halloween and that it's appropriate that he's coming on today. The reason I said that was because, you know, that pumpkin you may have in your yard and the jack-o'-lantern carved out. Do you know the roots of that? Do you know where that came from? In the old world, the medieval world, the Middle Ages, the whatever you want to call them, the child people who would, the child traffickers of those times, it was so pervasive that they would go to villages, they would go to people's houses, neighborhoods, and to their homes, and they would literally say trick or treat. They would say, "You give me one of your children to sacrifice, or we will burn your house down." Then they would take the child. I mean, this is sick, ladies and gentlemen, but we have to face this head on. They would take the child, take their skull, and then put candles on the skull. That's where the pumpkin comes from, the jack-o'-lantern and all that. That's not made up. That is real. Today is Halloween. Only the good Lord above knows how many people and children and animals and God only knows what else is suffering right now today on this day that so much evil goes on. The biggest problem we have in America with this is knowledge. The man we're bringing on now is a well-decorated Navy SEAL. He has run security operations for any people from Hillary Clinton to John McCain to U.S. ambassadors. His most important mission is this right here. Vets4ChildRescue.org is his website. Vets4ChildRescue.org. We're so happy to welcome one of our favorites on the Power Hour, Craig Sawman Sawyer. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let's start. I went to your, I've seen these videos before, but just seeing them again, your intro video, I know you're working with the movie Contraland. We can talk about that a little later. I'm moved. That's all I can say. How big is this problem? What are we staring at?
Well, child trafficking is currently the fastest growing criminal enterprise on Earth. It's estimated at a $150 billion industry. And they estimate that 5 million children are currently victims to it. And I tell people to try to put it in perspective. Imagine a pro football stadium packed completely with every chair full. A lot of them seat from 50 to 70,000 fans each. Imagine how many pro football stadiums full of children it would take to get to 5 million. And imagine all those children being subjected to the unthinkable. So that's the reality. And that when you think about it, when you imagine each individual and what they're suffering, it's a bit overwhelming. If you can empathize at all, and we've all been children, every one of us, right? We're not hatched from eggs. We've all been children, and we should be able to relate and realize that children being tortured, children being raped is not a good thing. We can recognize from interviewing the surviving victims of child rape and molestation that it is life-shattering for them. It destroys their psyche. It causes incalculable harm to their minds, and they spend the rest of their lives trying to overcome it. Some never do. A lot of them kill themselves. It's something that we cannot sustain as a nation. If you want to destroy the United States as a hostile foreign power, you destroy the psyche and the minds of our next generation. And that's what I see personally as a warrior, as a United States Marine and U.S. Navy SEAL. I think still as a warrior, I think as a security for my people. And I see how this weakens our country and causes our next generation not to be able to resist any level of hostile oppression from any direction. And I realize the harm not only to each individual life, but to an entire nation. And it's not just the United States, it's the children all across the globe. And the people that have been sharing this with me early on, federal law enforcement agents, a friend of mine, let me know that this is really the front lines between good and evil. Child trafficking and pedophilia seems to be the common thread that combines and unites all of the different subversive and evil scumbag groups of one, you know, crooked politician group and one, you know, evil group of people in the entertainment business and drug cartels and this and that. Pedophilia is the thread that ties them all together. It runs through all of them. It's a common agenda that they all have. And so by attacking pedophilia and child trafficking, it's really upset them. And it really is a clash between good and evil. So what the Child Rescue is out to do is alert the populace to the threat, child trafficking.
Let me interject here what you just said. I think it's very important. We had a former Satanist on, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he said flat out that the linchpin of the satanic hold on this country, the linchpin, is abortion and pedophilia. He says they know that. That's why they go nuts, absolutely nuts, when anybody starts talking about Roe versus Wade, or they try to, sweep under the rug any kind of pedophilia, child trafficking, any of that. That is his words, and he was involved in it. And that's what he says. That is the linchpin. You are on the front lines, not only of law and order, you're on the front. I mean, do you feel like you're on the front lines of a spiritual battle as you're involved in this?
Oh, I know that I am. Look, my father was a very sincere and devout pastor of a church, a very spiritual man. I mean, he lived 24/7 straight out of the Word of God, and he was an absolute righteous spiritual soul. And I've always been a believer from childhood, but I was just a regular guy. I mean, I drank and I've cursed, and I was in the military, and I grew up, you know, fighting and, you know, playing football and all that kind of stuff. I was more of a regular guy. I was a Christian. Yeah, those were my beliefs. But I wasn't really a very spiritual person. But I tell you what, since the time that we've started Veterans for Child Rescue, my entire family have seen how utterly spiritual this conflict is. And we have seen the worst demonic attacks against us in different ways, and we have seen what we believe to be miracles on our behalf, because there are things that happen that we cannot account for in the natural sense. It's like, wow, why did this big thing happen for this mission? And it's not for us personally, but it's for the mission that we're trying to carry out. We feel like this mission to defend the children is supposed to happen, and there are things that just we are able to get around bureaucracies and different things that nobody else has been able to overcome. Like, how did that just happen? And it kind of makes your hair stand up. You're like, man, there's something very big behind this. There's a force for good, and there's a force for evil, and they are clearly clashing right now. And it seems to be that the fight over the children seems to be the front line. And I'll tell you this, from my studies and the investigations and the interviews and everything that we're learning at Best for Child Rescue, is that it's not so much sexual, this pedophilia, sex with kids. It's not so much sexual as it is the satisfaction that the evildoers get in abusing the children. They like abusing the children because the children are the most precious and innocent. And where does that overwhelming drive from them? Where does that come from? It doesn't just come out of thin air. There aren't just that many, you know, crazy people that just decide that harming and torturing and raping children and subjecting that, just destroying their minds and their lives, they don't get off on that for no reason. There's something behind it, and I believe that it's evil. I believe that that's evil's sense of giving a big up yours to God, because children are God's most precious and innocent creatures, and I think that's what this is all about, is evil doing the unthinkable to the most precious and innocent.
That's a very interesting observation. Let me ask you then. Let's go back a little bit. I probably should ask you this first. Was there one thing that kind of piqued your interest on this, or that kind of pulled you in, or it was almost like you were compelled to this, a friend, what have you? What got you into VetsForChildRescue.org and in this very important crusade? And also then talk about some of the things that you've accomplished with Vets for Child Rescue.
Yeah, man. Well, it was a series of events, and it was learning what's going on. For one thing, I've got a heart for animals. I've done counter poaching work over in Africa. I've got a long history in counter terrorist work at the highest level, and I've always had a compassion for those who are captive and freeing the oppressed. And that's just been part of my nature of defend the defenseless, my professional culture. So all that's led up to it. You know, I told you that my upbringing was a spiritual family and very sincere and knowledgeable about all of those things. And so that's the culture I was brought up in. And then once I started learning, primarily after Trump got elected, because there were a lot more arrests happening. But even before that, I was wanting to make a documentary about it because some of my friends were privy on the child trafficking and how big it was. But after we started putting together the documentary to alert the populace to it and educate the American people to it, our daughter, last February 2017, she just turned 18, and she was abducted by Knife Point by a lifelong violent criminal offender. And he took her from a subway sandwich shop and violently sexually abused her for hours and hours. And I got a call in the middle of the night from our daughter. So my wife answered the phone, and my wife was crying and letting me know that our daughter had been raped, and I could hear our daughter screaming through the phone. And she was driving home to us at the time. So not something that you ever want to experience in your life. But that was, I felt like that was more of a gut check, I felt like it was a spiritual attack on our family and our mission to say, yeah, do you really want this fight? You know, do you know what you're in for? And it just galvanized us. It, instead of scaring us or discouraging us, our family, we're all fighters, and we all decided, man, there is nothing now that can stop us. And so our daughter is with us. And we founded Vets for Child Rescue the next month in April, officially. And so we have been fighting ever since.
There's the music on the other side. God, I can't even talk, Craig. We'll be back after this break. You remember the movie with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson? You want me on that wall, you need me on that wall. Ladies and gentlemen, if not for people like Craig, then who? Are you going to do this? Maybe you can be inspired by something that he has done here. Maybe you can do something like this. We are not victims. Craig, in so many ways, is a hero. I mean, even before this, and the person that he is, and him standing in the face of this, ladies and gentlemen, do you feel this? I mean, it's inspiring. I hope you feel inspired. Craig, a lot of people, a lot of our audience, they've emailed about you. They want you on. They love, they support you. They donate to your cause. And we'll talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. He needs your support. He's not getting a George Soros check. You know, he needs your support. Why don't you maybe address to them that they can do something like this, too? Just, you know, you're just an average person who decided to do something.
Yeah, man. Well, if you love people, you want them empowered. What do we want for our kids? We want them to be well-educated because knowledge is power. I love the American people, and so that's why I've been serving in the Marines and the SEAL teams and federal law enforcement. Now with Vets for Child Rescue, I want to defend the defenseless. That's my nature. And one of the things that I'm out to do is empower them with the knowledge of the threat against them, and that is child trafficking. Look out, Americans. You know, there are child traffickers and there are pedophiles that are destroying our next generation as hard and as fast as they can, and it's bigger and worse than you would imagine. And so that's why we've been filming a documentary to show them what people can't generally believe if you just tell them. We got to show them law enforcement, actual raids, rescues, investigations, surviving victims and witnesses and all that. So that's how we're bringing the information to them. That's what we can do. Our daughter has served as a junior decoy agent, put on body armor and helped with the arrest of six child predators in Utah. So when she was victimized, she didn't stand on the sidelines and say, oh, they beat me. She fought back. And that's just a little 18-year-old girl. So look, Americans, realize you are not resigned to watching life from the sidelines. You're not just a spectator. We can all be empowered. Our founding fathers, thank God, wanted for we the people to run this country. We vote for our own elected officials. Our protective constitution gives us so many protections and ways that we can have our voice heard. We can defend ourselves. We can assert ourselves in so many ways. Look, you can found your own organization. You can vote. You can protest. You can have your voice heard. And I want you, if you haven't done anything yet, to look at our family and maybe take some motivation, inspiration, and go, look, that was a family that was attacked. And what did they do with it? They decided to fight back. And now we've become the child predator's worst nightmare because we're exposing them globally. And now their caper against kids can't be done in secret anymore. We're going to shine the light on it so brightly that they will have nowhere to run. And that's because they've ticked us off by attacking us. And I say join us. Be empowered. Realize you have a voice too. You can support our organization. We need the funding. Man, we need volunteers. If you're great on a computer, or you've got an investigative background, or artist, or marketing, we need so many things. You can go to Best for Child Rescue and register to be a part of what we're doing and help. So there's just so many ways that American citizens can get involved in one way or another. If you don't subscribe to exactly what we're doing to help another organization or start your own, there's a lot of opportunity. And so I guess what I want to say is I want people to be encouraged. I want them to realize they have the power to step up and make a difference and not just stand there and take it and realize that the predators are running and snatching up our kids at will with nobody enforcing the law. There have been unprecedented numbers of arrests now on child traffickers and predators. So I think the tide is turning. It's just beginning to turn for the positive. And I think the battle between good and evil is at fever pitch, and now is the time for us to stand up and attack on behalf of good and make our voices known and make whatever positive impact that we can. And I like to say, together we are what we can't be alone. You know, there's power in numbers. And so standing up together, man, that makes a more formidable force. That's the way to do it.
Vets4ChildRescue.org, the number 4, Vets4ChildRescue.org is the website. You certainly needs money. Needs that. You need fuel for the engine, right? That's what the money is. But he also needs volunteers. Anything that you can give, your prayers, anything. On the other side, we'll continue with this. Such a big subject, such an important subject. I know I'm speaking for every our audience, Craig. God bless you. God keep you and your family. We'll be back on the other side, thepowerhour.com. I find myself during the break, I don't know about you, I'm just, it's like my mouth is hung open. This is so heavy. And I know why this stuff flourishes. I know part of the reason. Part of the reason is because you don't even want to believe that this is even possible. It's like your mind doesn't even want to go there. I'm not going to spend time promoting the specifics about the Power Mall. You know about the specials that we have over at thepowermall.com. That's how we're funded. You know, we don't get the check from George Soros either. We're funded by you. And Craig is doing, he's funded by you, people just like you. So we need your support. Check out the Power Mall, the sales we have, 877-817-9829. Go check it out. Back to Craig. Vets4ChildRescue.org. I didn't ask you during the break, is there a phone number that people can call also or only go to the Internet?
There is a phone number on the website, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
All right, we'll get that next break. We have a lot of shortwave listeners, and a lot don't use the website. So we'll get that during the break. Remind me of I forget website number. Okay. Let's talk about, you mentioned about Trump's election. You know, we've heard rumors for a while. You've basically said this, but clarify as time has went by. Has the Trump election taken the chains off law enforcement to be able to go after these people? What is the environment like before and after his election?
Oh, I think so. What you have, to a large degree, the Trump election has taken the chains off of federal law enforcement. But what you have are holdovers from past administrations who are bureaucrats in high-ranking positions up and down the chain of command who don't want to be effective again and don't want to enforce the law again. And I said already, be effective in the role for the American people. So they are dragging their feet. But on large, the chains have been taken off. And on child trafficking, there have been so many arrests. And I think that's proof. There's an unprecedented number of arrests since the Trump election. So I think that proves out what President Trump said, that he is against pedophilia and child trafficking. It's abhorrent to him. And I think he has more than proven that already. And I think it's only just getting started. So bless him for it.
Well, let's talk about.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of your successes, particularly. I know you work in a documentary. Please talk about where we're at with that. But some of your successes and operations you've been involved in.
Yeah. Well, our main function is to alert the populace. And the best tool to do that, I figured, was a documentary to walk them through and show them the experts, the surviving victims, the witnesses, the action, the arrests themselves, and just learn and see what really happens out there, because it's hard to just hear it and understand and accept something that seems so unlikely. You know, why would anyone harm children that widely? It doesn't seem normal to us. Well, it's not normal. It's evil. But it's so pervasive that we've got to show people so that they can understand the degree that it has really been implemented globally. So that's been what we've spent all of our time doing. And in the documentary, we've been running joint operations with federal and local law enforcement. In some cases, we've run some in Connecticut. We've run some in Utah. We've got 14 arrests of serious child predators, significant cases. And those people are going to be going away for a long time. So that's something that we are grateful for and celebrate. And we've got all the footage for that so people will be able to see everything that's happened with those. We've worked on the southern border in the United States to demonstrate what happens down there. Go ahead.
You mentioned, well, I don't want to cut off your thought there. The documentary, it's going to be coming out in the next year or the next few months. What's the status there? I think that's important.
Well, we have been slow rolled by the production company that we paid and contracted to film our documentary. And so without getting into too much on the air, I'll just say we have created a new relationship with one of the most powerful production companies in existence. They love what I do. They love this mission. And they are taking this story and our existing footage and new footage and are going to accelerate the process. So what that timing looks like, we don't know, but it just exploded into a much, much bigger opportunity than we had been. So the original production company, I had complete faith in the guy that ran that, but he has essentially failed to deliver and slow-rolled me, so we will not tolerate that any further. So that prevents me from giving the
data. Okay, so we're past that.
Yep, we're past that.
Yeah, we're past that.
On to some of the most capable people in the business. So that's fantastic. So in that...
All right, let me ask you specifically about, you know, if our audience, you know, they may not know anything about this. They may not, you know, they may be aware, but not really aware. I know one of the things that you do is educate. What are some things that they can look for in certain situations in their area to kind of be alert that maybe something's going on here that's not quite right?
Well, one of the things are the apps. You know, the predators stalk our children electronically, and they do it through the games, Xbox games, that type of thing, cell phone apps, computers, and iPads. And when our children are playing with on an app with another child, they think they're playing with another child. So many times they're playing with an adult predator that's luring them and asking for pictures, inappropriate pictures, photographs, and videos. And once they can trick the child into giving them pictures that they should not have, then they threaten the child and start blackmailing it. Oh, if you don't send me more, I'll tell your mommy and daddy, you know, or I'll hurt your mommy and daddy. And it's just nasty the what they do. Or they'll talk them into, hey, where do you go to play at the park? You know, I'll sell you this Pokemon card or trading card or this kind of app or that. And the children don't have any idea that they're about to get knocked in the head and thrown into a creepy rape van, never to be seen or heard from again. And it's dangerous, and it is scary to see how this is done. So we've got a list of apps on our website that will alert parents to the type of apps that have no business being on any child's phone. So the predators, you know, they create apps constantly, just like they do viruses for computers, and apps that look innocent, that children play on and take pictures on and share files back and forth. And the predators use that against the children to gain leverage and access to the kids to do what they do. They sell those photos for money. They sell the videos to other creepers. And it just gets worse very, very rapidly. So that's one thing. We've gotten two.
Should we be having a conversation with our children, a pretty frank one? I mean, I know we don't want to even go there with our children, but should we have a pretty frank conversation with our children?
We must. If we intend to keep them out of harm's way, we must have those conversations. We must assert ourselves and invade their privacy to some degree. We have to know what's on their phone. We have to, because they are not yet intellectually equipped to recognize the techniques of a predator and what's at stake. They just can't recognize the threat to that degree. We have to help them with that. And even to a degree that there's a list of apps that have no business being on their phone, and we need to simply delete and forbid and block their phones from those apps because the children don't know. We have to defend the defenseless until they're old enough to advocate and defend themselves. So, yes, sir, we must have those conversations. Knowledge is power, but we've got to let the kids know how not to fall victim. So I was about to say we've got two miraculous recoveries of child trafficking victims just since Easter, and all this within just about our first year of operation. So we're excited, and we're blown away by how much we've been able to do with alerting the populace. Man, we've gotten dozens of billboards donated for our cause across the country, dozens and dozens of them. They're giant. And they say Veterans for Child Rescue. They've got our website, and they encourage people to get involved and help the mission and let them know that child trafficking is a problem. We've got a NASCAR team, Team Mike Harmon Racing, that is flying our logo on their hood. You know, November 10th, he's going to have our logo on his hood for the big NASCAR race in Phoenix. And that's televised nationally. I mean, that's just huge placement. Man, we could never afford that as a corporation or something. Those are done through relationships and people that want to support our mission. So it's just things that people are doing to pitch in to help us get the word out. And that's what we're doing, and it's encouraging.
There's the music. Wow, it is encouraging. It's hopeful. It raises your spirits. This is The Front Line. Craig Sawman Sawyer, VetsForChildRescue.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. One more segment with the man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this Halloween night in America or wherever you are through the world, maybe it's past, but just be aware, please. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on every night, but especially this time. I mean, we had William Snoble on a couple weeks ago to talk about this, and I hope that you go back and listen to this interview. They're not different than what Craig is talking about. They're similar. There is some network of just, I mean, what other word can you use? Evil. It's not even a sexual perversive evil. It's a control, satanic, destroy innocency. I mean, it's just so much further. I mean, even possible. It's past that. That is growing, and we have let it grow, just like so many things, just like tyranny in our country, just like the threats to our Constitution. All these things are happening. But the good news is people are waking up, people are standing up, things are in motion, people are feeling a fervor, feeling a patriotic rebirth. Craig Solomon Sawyer is standing on that wall, and we need him. We want him on that wall, and we need you. We need you to support him. We need you to support him with your donations. We need you to support him by spreading the word, making a little card. You know, you can make a little card with the website on it, hand it out to people, say, hey, did you know that 5 million children right now are locked in sex slavery? Did you know that? I mean, that's how you can start this. Maybe you can put it on a little card and just hand it out to people with his web address. He's changing phone numbers. We're trying to get a phone number for him. We will have a phone number in the coming days, and we'll broadcast it. We're going to put his banner up on one of our sites so that people can click and they can donate and they can learn more. We want to support as much as we can. This is very, very important and close to our listeners' hearts, close to my heart. How can we have freedom? How can we have truth in a world that is so against our most precious resources and the innocence of these children? How can we, ladies and gentlemen? We have to stand up to this. You don't want to fight government tyranny? You don't want to fight this, that? Okay. What about your child? Do you want to stand up for your child? Do you want to do that? Because it's going to take, if you do not stop this system that is forming against us, this threat to the Declaration of Independence, that we're divine beings endowed by a creator, if you don't want to stand on that wall, or stand in the hole, or just do anything that you can, it's going to wipe out anything that you hold dear. It's growing. It's growing. And now we can stop it and cut it out. Craig Solomon Sawyer. Last segment with you. We have a few minutes left. What do you want to focus on here and tell our audience in the last few minutes, Craig?
Well, I just want to celebrate the fact that what we're doing at Best for Child Rescue is working. We are alerting the populace, and people are paying attention. People are waking up. And we know that it's working because there have been massive groups of the opposition of people that are paid by George Soros or Hillary Clinton that are attacking us online, making all kinds of crazy accusations, accusing us of being the exact opposite of everything that we're fighting for. And we're like, man, well, first of all, man, well, what's that all about? And then people start researching who these people are and who they're connected to and the group that they're in. They are a satanic cult. And they get their funding from George Soros. And we're realizing, my gosh, we have attracted their attention already. Just in our first year of operation, they are panicking, and they are spending apparently a lot of money to attack us and silence our voice. So we know that we are working. We know that we are a threat against the child trafficking trade. And that is encouraging. We're celebrating that today, realizing, my gosh, We're just trying to rally up the money to get started and get the documentary on the air and grow from there. But we've already threatened them. We've already rattled the cage of the child traffickers to the degree that they've got planning groups and funding and trolls online who are paid to just write the opposite of everything that we're doing and accuse us of the opposite of everything we believe in. So that's proof. They don't do that for nothing. They don't do that for nobody. So we know that what we're doing is working. We've got all the billboards out there. We've got, man, I'm doing every interview I can lately, getting the word out to millions of people. You know, beware. Be alerted to child trafficking. Watch your children. Don't just trust them to anybody. Here's where our children are disappearing to. Here's what's happening. You know, vote for stronger enforcement of our laws. vote for stronger support for law enforcement, for better education for the kids. One of our allied organizations of partners is called Sold No More out of Tucson, Arizona. Fantastic group. And they help us get into the schools and educate the children directly on how the predators stalk them, both online and physically, and how not to fall victim to it. So I love the prevention piece. Man, I would love for kids to avoid this rather than have to be rescued from it, right? So that's another front upon which we are attacking and fighting this problem. So we're attacking it on every possible front. So the education piece has multiple facets and aspects to it, and going right into the schools is a great way that Sold No More helps us do that. So it's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic. Oh, thank God. Craig, in the next week or two or whatever, I'll get back in touch with you. We'll get that phone number. I'll give you, let's get that number up. Let's get some kind of banner, some kind of something where people can learn more about you up on our website. And we'll let you know about the phone number, ladies and gentlemen. I know especially our shortwave listeners will want to support you. Craig needs your support and his organization. You need to support him. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Craig is not needy. Your children, these children who are in this situation are the ones who are needy. Craig is just the one raising his hand, says, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll swallow deep. I'll take a deep breath. I'll put my trust in God. I'll take one step in front of the other, and I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it for these children. So these children are the ones who's needy. Craig's not needy. These children are. You see what the kind of person Craig is, and the military that's behind this, and the ethic that's here, and what this can accomplish? Remember what Bill said a couple weeks ago. The linchpin of the satanic control and the spiritual hold on this country, the curse that's on this country, is abortion, pedophilia, child trafficking. That's the linchpin. Okay? If you don't want to fight politically, will you fight for your children? Will you do that? Here's somebody who will help you to do your duty. That's a better way to put it. Craig doesn't need you. You need Craig. Because if not, then how are you going to fulfill your responsibility here? I don't want to be, there's very few things I talk this directly about to you. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. One is the Declaration of Independence and who you are and what that means. Another one is this right here, abortions, what have you. Craig, God bless you. It is a pleasure to know you, and thank you so much for what you do, my friend.